Welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for Game Boy podcast. This is your host, Frank Clement, and I just want to say thank you so much, every single person that listened, that reviewed it, and that made me a part of your day, whether it's short or long podcast, or just listen to someone ramble on. I'm truly appreciative to every single person that has listened to it, or applauded, or commented as well. Thank you so much. It's been great talking about my favorite game through this first season, hopefully with many more seasons, in order to talk about it and dive and discuss about that, and also discuss about various things that I feel passionate about, like with being an upcoming father, trying to juggle life and responsibilities, realizing that video games used to be my world now, that video games are a unique part of my world now. It's not too game-breaking, but I do appreciate it. Still, all the times that I, like, have video games in play, but it's just more of where I'm at in this life. And I'm so grateful just to share my life with you guys. My favorite video game of all time, just talking about the nuances of it. You're probably not going to get this hard-hitting stuff anywhere else. I doubt it. But I am just so grateful for that, and just sharing my journey throughout the last few months that I've been recording this podcast. It's just been very grateful and very exhilarating for me, because I'm able just to knock down the things that I love to do. I love to record certain things. I've been a recording junkie since I was a teenager, and I dabbled and rapped a little bit. I wasn't good at it, but just working in the music part, was an independent musician, wasn't anything too major, but just working in that and just dabbling with recording and learning about it and just studying under recording engineers, it made me appreciate recording and what goes into it more, so I'm very grateful for that. I'm so grateful for my wife. One podcast, I just recorded the whole thing while she was right beside me, and she didn't say a word. I didn't even get a chance to tell her I was recording, but she just went along with it, and she allowed me to have complete silence throughout the house where I was able to espouse my thoughts. Grateful for my friend Joshua Goldberg, one of the greatest friends anybody can have. I really do. You're my guy, man. Love you, buddy. Thankful to Jill as well, for allowing Josh to be my running buddy when we're traveling and doing things, and also with playing games. Hopefully I'm not taking up too much time with you guys, because I know you guys are married as well, and I don't want to get in trouble. Jill, love you. You're such a sweetheart. I have a lot of people to thank, and I don't want to, like, get too preachy and too thankful with it, but also special shout out to my pastor and first lady Fitzgerald from the Hope Church of Philadelphia. I love you guys. Shout out my church sisters that I love dearly, Sister Marlena, Sister Leah, aka Twin, Cornelia, aka Nelly, Sister Jenny from the block. Shout out my family, my mom, my brother, my sister, Poopy, my brother-in-law, Brendan, my mom and my father-in-law. I love you all dearly. Thank you so much. And just shout out to you, the person that's listening to this podcast. I'm not questioning your sanity for listening to someone that is espousing over a game that's 23 years old. Or for the person that was just looking up Street Fighter 2 gameplays and just stumbled onto this podcast, I thank you so much. It's a very good game. I love it dearly. It has its flaws, like with anything and like with any other game, but I just appreciate that you guys would just take a chance to listen to me, and I'm very excited for the stuff that we have upcoming with the additional season as well. We got, like, some more good things that goes truly in depth with Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. So, really happy and excited about that. Sorry, I'm fading a little bit because I'm tired. I recorded the last episode just a few minutes ago, episode 8, and I promise that it's going to get more of a formula, so I'll stick within, like, episode 9, episode 10, even though it will be within the next season. So we'll have multiple seasons, and I have a lot more content just raring to grow, to go, so I'm very happy about that as well. And just, it's also therapeutic for me as well, because I don't know how many people would relate in my position where I grew up as a gamer and all I knew were games. Before I even talked to girls, I was just playing video games. Before I did a lot of things in my life, I was just playing video games, and even much to my detriment with pain that I had from a lot of things such as breakups, losing my father, having strained relationships with family members. I ran to games. That was my solace. That was my comfort. Where I felt that I could not control life, I could at least control an avatar in a video game. But then something happened where it stopped being a crutch for me. I don't know when along the way. I can't even tell you if it was recent where growing up without cell phones and the internet at first, I'm 30, so I predate that. I had just an imagination and books. And then video games came along and it really changed me up for a loop. And then it became a crutch to me. And it was not all like detrimental. However, I spoke about addiction, to video game addiction specifically in various forms and also in depth within the last two podcasts. But it's a real thing. I was really addicted to video games and it became a source of obsession. And it's not a wrong thing with playing video games. I want to scratch the narrative because there's, especially now, one thing that as a retro gamer that I do not comprehend a lot of stuff that goes on with these updated games. However, I do applaud and commend the community and the unity that's built out of these games. If it wasn't for online connectivity, esports wouldn't have been the trend. If it wasn't for online connectivity, the arcades that where I grew up in my era, where I was able to commingle with people and meet new faces and meet crushes, especially with women that would destroy me in video games. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in love. As a love-struck 13-year-old kid. If it wasn't for that, there would be no FGC, no fighting game community that was birthed out of the new technological advances that we have now. And these are things that I see and it just makes my heart jump with joy. It's not that I don't want to talk about it as like being bitter, like, oh my gosh, I can't do it. I don't regret anything. I don't regret any decision that I made. And there's been a time where I went cold turkey from video game for a while. And there will be another time where I might have to just go 98% completely cold turkey. The 2% is just either playing online with Josh or just playing Street Fighter to try to accomplish like one of the goals I have through to imagination, or maybe beat a high score that I recorded myself. But since the game does not allow you to save high scores, just to do it again. But it doesn't. Video games, just for the obvious reasons that I don't have to like keep rehashing over and over again, it just doesn't take up. It can't take up the time. It's not that it doesn't. I could, but just where I'm at now, it can't take up the time that I have because time is just precious and it's limited. So this podcast has been therapeutic for me and very helpful for me to be selfish for 1 second. It's been very helpful for me to realize how much I needed to grow in certain areas, and one of them is video games. I don't think it's hypocritical where I'm growing in something by diving into it and delving into it, because I actually had a lot of the information written out already. It was just focusing my mind, so I would stumble over certain words, and or I would get tongue-tied, or I would just say it just is a diversionary and a diversion in the stall tactic like I was doing now. So, because I had a lot of things that I got, had to get out, and I was just like, oh my gosh. So, and that's how my mind works. Like, it's like a flood. I gotta get out. You know, just gotta get it out. So that's how my mind works. So it's been very, very therapeutic for me as well. Especially therapeutic because it allowed me for the first time in my life to have a hobby where the hobby wasn't consuming all of my time. It wasn't distracting me from work, you know, even though work may not be with as almost any 20-something, 30-something, work may not be to the fulfillment of what you desire if you're not in the place that you want to be in. That was the most diplomatic thing I could say, just to keep it diplomatic and PG as well. So yeah, it's been very helpful for me as well, very helpful, and I'm just grateful to those that listen, that participate in comments, and thank you for just making me a part of your day. I truly appreciate that. If it's boring, and if you're not a fan of Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy, and you just stumble across it, like oh my gosh, or played it, or just take a chance and play it if you're able to. If you have a Game Boy and you have like a couple minutes on your hands, and it may not age as well, to be honest, but you know, you probably enjoy it, especially if you like fighting games. It's one of the most sound fighting games on the Game Boy. It's not the best fighting game, but it does have its merits. If you're a person that just, you know, like, oh, I'm just going to bash it, I don't like it, well, yeah, penis to you, because my wife is coming, and I was picking up in the car, so a lot of choice words that I have to say to you, a lot of choice words. Thank you again for listening to Street Fighter 2 for the podcast. Thank you for listening to Season 1. My name is Frank. Be blessed.